If you're in the market for fluorescent light bulbs, you might talk to Chris Smiley. In the past few weeks, she's been trying to sell off what's left of Sac Osage Hospital.
Casework, lighting, plumbing, sinks, toilets, anything you want.
This isn't part of her job description. She's actually CEO of Sac Osage, a hospital in Osceola, Missouri that closed a few months ago.
I have become an auctioneer, and I've learned more about asbestos and construction demolition than I ever wanted to know.
After more than 50 years, the small hospital shut down, Smiley explains, because of decreasing payments from Medicare as well as a heavy load of uninsured patients. It's a deal more and more hospitals are facing, in large part because of a deal they struck when the Affordable Care Act was crafted.
Yeah, it was a quid pro quo deal that the hospitals made.
As Washington University health economist Timothy McBride explains, hospitals expected to see millions of newly insured customers thanks to insurance subsidies and expansion of state Medicaid programs. In exchange, they agreed to lower Medicare payments and a huge cut in the compensation they get for treating the uninsured.
The Hospital Association of America put on the table more than $100 billion in payment cuts.
But in many largely rural states, conservative lawmakers have decided not to expand Medicaid. That's left hospitals in states like Nebraska, Kansas, and Missouri with the worst of an already tricky situation. Ronald Ott is CEO of Fitzgibbon Hospital in Marshall, Missouri.
It's been a double whammy, if you will. We've taken a cut in reimbursement and not received any additional patients with any type of coverage.
Last year, two Missouri hospitals shut down and about 1,800 hospital employees lost their jobs. And hospitals in Kansas, Missouri, and Nebraska say they'll lose billions in the coming years due to cuts under the Affordable Care Act. The only way to make up for the cuts, Ott says, is Medicaid expansion. Without it, hospitals say Missouri could lose 5,000 jobs. Cutting jobs is a scary thought for Ott, whose hospital employs 600 in his rural community.
That's certainly something that we may look at as we go further down this road.
Now, the hospitals have brought some of this on themselves.
Republican Ed Emery is one of the majority of Missouri state senators who've held fast against Medicaid expansion.
A lot of it was what we call in the rural areas betting on the come. If you'll do this, then we'll promise you this, and those promises were not fulfillable.
Health economists say Medicaid expansion provides an economic boost to states through the injection of billions of federal dollars. A 2012 University of Missouri study forecast that the state would generate hundreds of millions of dollars in tax revenue and tens of thousands of jobs in the next few years if it approved expansion. But Missouri Republican State Senator David Pierce doesn't buy it. He's not convinced government spending can create sustainable jobs. In rural areas like the one he represents, Pierce says this may be the tough new reality.
As we know, healthcare is extremely expensive, and so to be able to have a hospital in each county probably is not going to be a model that we can sustain in the future.
It's a future that's already come to Osceola.
Don't stretch, the walls are going to demolish it.
Since the hospital closed, a few clinics have helped fill the healthcare gaps, and most of the employees have been able to find work elsewhere. But the town is now without an emergency room or inpatient services. There's not another full-service hospital for 30 miles in any direction, and the town's largest single employer is no more.
This is my last job, so I see it as a failure.
CEO Chris Smiley keeps a stiff upper lip as she talks about the end of the hospital. But after her remaining employees leave for the day, she admits the closure has been difficult.
I don't know that I could have done anything different. I don't think I could have saved the hospital.
Hospitals say the clock is ticking. State legislators would need to approve Medicaid expansion in this session to receive 100% federal funding in 2016. That's the last year the federal government will pay all expansion costs. For Harvest Public Media, I'm Alex Smith.